want to make sure I got plenty of time for our next segment because it is absolutely positively, yes, it is one of my favorites every single week.
Can't keep my hands to myself. No matter how hard I'm trying to.
Scott, yeah, I'm not drinking anymore on weekdays.
I want Scott. All to myself.
Scott.
Scott Nason.
Absolutely,
Scott Nason joining us today. And for the record, the 17-0 Scott Nason joining us today. How are you, my man?
I'm doing wonderful, Paul. Thankfully, the NFL officials helped out in that 17-0 with a couple of crazy calls at the end of that Lions game. But the Lions had no business winning that game, so it all worked out in the end. Happy to be on your show and ready to talk about a wild card weekend coming up here in a couple days.
Indeed. Let's start out with, I think, in my opinion, Scott, what might be the best matchup of the week ends up being the first game of the week, the Colts and the Bills. Now, obviously, weather going to play a little bit of a factor here with Indy being an indoor team, Buffalo obviously being a winter destination, but this is the first time these two teams are meeting in the playoffs.
It's going to be an interesting game. Looking at the Colts, Phillip Rivers, he loves the wild card game.
He does.
In his career, he's never lost. Yeah. He's 4-0, and the Colts have won 3 straight wild card games. However, they haven't won in Buffalo since 2003, and they are the underdogs in this one. I think for Indianapolis, obviously their defense is going to have to play well, and I think they're going to need a big game from Jonathan Taylor, who has been very good the second half of the season, especially for the Indianapolis Colts. And you look at Buffalo, I mean, everything's going right for the Buffalo Bills. I mean, they're the hottest team arguably going into the playoffs. But maybe some of those old playoff demons from last year when they got up a big lead and then fell apart. Josh Allen, you know, he's a much different quarterback than he was 12 months ago. And on that factor, I just think Buffalo has a little bit too much for Indianapolis. I think it's going to be close. But I like the Bills in this one.
The only quarterback, Scott, with more wild card game victories than Phillip Rivers, Hall of Famer Joe Flacco, and some guy named Favre.
Yeah, some guy named Favre. He was pretty good, too.
Back in the day, yeah. Used to carve up the Lions kind of similar to the way the referees did this past weekend. Rams,
yes, indeed.
Rams at the Seahawks, Scott. This one, to me, feels like it should be all Seahawks. Unfortunately, they haven't played extraordinary football when facing a really good defense. And what does the Rams have? A really good defense.
They do. And in their last matchup, the Seahawks won. And, you know, the Rams still questions on quarterback. Will it be Jared Goff? Will it be John Walford, who I didn't think did that bad of a job last week against Arizona. But I think they need Goff in there just because of his playoff experience. You know, Seattle, when they play at home, I don't care if there's fans or no fans, they're always a tough out.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson, he's never lost at home. And on that fact, again, I don't think this is going to be a blowout. I think a lot of these games this weekend are going to be within 7, 8, 9 points of each other. I like Seattle only because they're at home.
One game, Scott, that won't be within 7, 8, 9 points of each other is the final game of the wild card Saturday slate. That's the GOAT, Tom Brady, taking on the Washington football team. They're a team, and they play football, the Washington football team. Scott, there is no way that the football team keeps this thing close.
You know, I think I agree with you on that one, Paul. And obviously, they're still sending a lot of love letters to head coach Doug Peterson in Philadelphia.
They are.
One of the reasons that they're even in the playoffs due to that debacle that happened a few days ago in Philadelphia. You know, the only way I think Washington, you know, stays in this game is if their front four can pressure Brady. Brady obviously doesn't like to be bothered back there, you know, and if they somehow can get past that offensive line and make life difficult for Brady, I think they have a shot. But, you know, Tampa Bay has too many weapons. Will Mike Evans play? We don't know. But, you know, the Bucs in the last four games have looked very good. Their offense is rolling. Their defense does just enough. I don't think Washington has enough offensively even to challenge the Bucs. So of all the games this weekend, I think this is probably the safest bet, if you will.
Sure.
I like the Bucs in a big way.
All right. Now, on Sunday, we're going to open up the slate with like 17 running backs playing. The Ravens take on the Titans. This game, if you like high-flying, exciting, action-packed football, this probably isn't for you. If you like two teams that are just going to grind you into a meat puddle in a meat grinder, this game is for you.
I think it is, Paul, and, you know, I give Baltimore the edge because they're the hotter team, and I think they have a little bit more defensively. You know, okay. Tennessee's defense is an absolute mess right now. You know, Ryan Tannehill didn't have to pass much in the last playoff season, or when he threw, 17 passes, I think, combined in the playoffs. And I think just Baltimore has too much, but Lamar Jackson, he's got a little bit to prove to me as far as his playoff motto or whatever you want to call it, but he hasn't gotten the job done in the playoffs. And if it's a close game, I like their kicker a lot more than I like Tennessee. We don't talk kickers much.
Right.
But give me Mr. Tucker every time. On those two facts, I like Baltimore, one of the few road teams I have winning this weekend. Give me the Ravens.
The one thing we always talk about here on The Drive is the fact that Tennessee, you can't let Tennessee get a lead. But if Tennessee gets behind, they can't really play from behind. So I think the onus is on Baltimore in this one, Scott, to come out very quickly and try to establish a double-digit lead and force Tennessee out of their comfort zone.
Absolutely. And yeah, Tennessee is not built for coming from behind. We saw that a couple weeks ago in Green Bay where, you know, they gave up those points and they just, it gets out of their offensive flow. They want to be in the lead and have Derrick Henry just run the ball in that second half, because in the second half, he does better than about anybody. But, you know, the way Baltimore's rolling right now, I don't see a long playoff run for them, but I certainly think they are the road favorite to win this weekend.
Okay. One game, Scott, that I have no interest at all in watching is the Bears at 8-8 taking on the Saints. Maybe so let me ask you this. Least reason to be excited that they're in the playoffs, the Bears or Washington?
I'd say the Bears, just because I think a lot of Bears fans are actually rooting for them to do poorly, especially Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, this guy, you know, if he has a good playoff game and somehow pulls off the magical upset against New Orleans, guess what? He's probably back in Chicago next year. And I don't think a lot of Bears fans really want that right now. They want to look in a different direction. And, you know, they're an 8-8 team. They got off to that hot start, but they didn't really play anybody. And then they benched Trubisky, and Foles comes in, and now Trubisky has looked good, but they haven't played a whole lot of good opponents. They haven't really beaten anybody, and I don't like their chances here. They haven't won at the Superdome since the George H.W. Bush administration all the way back in 1991. I don't see any reason that they beat the Saints. Kamara, is he in? Is he out? It looks like he's going to be in. I don't think it matters. Saints have enough offensive weapons to get through this game.
Was Czechoslovakia still a country back then?
I think it was either just ending or just about to end. I believe it was around that time.
Okay. All right. The final night, the final game of the night pits a couple of division foes against each other. The Browns didn't brown as badly as we thought they would, and now they get a chance to travel to the Steelers and make, something out of this. I think, what was it, the last time the Browns won a playoff game, 2002, is that right? Or the first time they've been in the playoffs since 2002?
Yeah, they haven't won a playoff game, I think, since the early 1990s.
Okay.
And, you know, part of my conspiracy theory is that Pittsburgh laid down that game last weekend and wanted the matchup against the Cleveland Browns. I think they're probably smart, because I think I would rather play Cleveland than Indianapolis, and certainly Baltimore right now. You know, there's so many questions with Cleveland right now as far as, you know, obviously they're not going to have their head coach on the sideline due to COVID-19 and other COVID issues. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think Pittsburgh is the strongest team that we've seen come out of Pittsburgh in a while, but I still think they have enough. You know, this is a house of horrors for Cleveland going up to Heinz Field. They haven't won there, since 2002. It's been a long time. Baker Mayfield, this is his first playoff start, and the number one draft picks that have made initial playoff starts haven't done very well. They're going to need to have a big game from Nick Chubb, and they're going to have to get their defense going, which we haven't seen too much of So I like Pittsburgh in this one.
Scott Nason, where do our listeners get more great coverage from you? NFL, NBA, all of it. I know you guys are out there and you're grinding on this thing, Scott. How do they find you?
All of the above, Paul. You can go to the website, thegamesportshow.com. We have our brand new Monday night edition where we talk about all those subjects and more. And how about Team USA getting
yes.
a victory over Canada, Paul?
Yes.
Wasn't that nice?
It was. I am maybe the only person in the New River Valley that's excited about that, but thank you for bringing it up, Scott Nason. I appreciate that.
Hey, have a great weekend, Paul. Enjoy the football, and certainly looking forward to talking about more playoff football with you next Thursday.
You take care of yourself, my man, and we will talk to you next week. Thanks, Scotty.
Sounds good.
Scott Nason, we appreciate him joining us when we come back. I'll try to get Nathan and Andrew back on here, and we'll do Today in Sports History Trivia on the drive.
Hey, Pulaski. Thanks for listening to ESPN Blacksburg 93.1, 97.1, and online at ESPNBlacksburg.com.